yeah, I'll shoot you a text if I'm heading that way or if I can get a guy that way. And, all right, David, yeah, I think if you got trees, you're already ahead of the game. I moved from Armada downtown. I had a half-acre lot with a bunch of 100-foot maples that I had fed half-wave up in, which had unbelievable results. With an ICOM 7300, I worked all 50 states. DX'd all over the damn place. Hundreds, if not thousands of DX through FDA contact. I was super, super happy with it. It was a Nelson antenna. They're very inexpensive. They're like $130. They're made in Michigan on the west side. And I highly, highly, highly recommend those antennas if you want to just get your feet wet and for simplicity of deployment, because all you need is the feed point and then throw the other end up in a tree, which I used my drone. I pulled some catfishing line up over the tree and then pulled, and that was attached to a pole rope, like a piece of nylon rope, and then I pulled the end fed up there and tied it off at the base. I don't know. I've had great luck with it. Now, a new house, I have almost five times the property, and, not five times, 3.5 times, and, I have no trees, so it sucks. I have a 40-foot mast that the, my UHF, VHF, and 6-meter antenna sits on top of, which is actually hooked up to the repeater, and it works great. That part's great. I put a pulley up there so I can hoist up an end fed. The problem is I have nowhere to tie off the other end, so it's, a downward sloper, and it works all right, just not as good as the other one did. The feed point was up like 25, 30 feet going up to, you know, the insulator on the end of it was about 90, 95 feet up in the air. So the higher up you get it, the better, but, you know, I know the loops are pretty awesome, too. I just have never been able to set one up because I haven't had the trees.